They've taken pictures.
Oh, good, thanks. Well, at least I had it on the right.
Did you rewind the other one or did you leave tail out?
I left it tail out.
Okay.
What did I do with it?
Okay, right, as long as you got it there, yeah. Because I don't care about the supply reel or take-up reel. You just keep going with what you got. And okay. As long as there's an empty reel at the end, we'll be all right.
Okay, and I'll just label it tail out, too. The question I had right before the tape ended, this is Mary Bland on tape 2 with Agnes Cypress. The question I had was, is the panther a sacred animal? For Indian medicine?
Yeah, they use this for in medicine.
Is it for men's medicine or do women use it too?
I don't know. I didn't ask about it. Maybe it's a man.
Is there any difference between the women's medicine and the men's medicine?
Some of them, they won't touch it. The ladies don't. Some medicine. Some they do.
But that would be the man's medicine. Is there an animal that's any kind of plant that's just for women only that the men wouldn't have anything to do with?
Yeah, some there's no men are supposed to touch it. There's some men.
Do you know what it would be called?
That because after the lady had a baby, they picked something, some medicine for the lady. That's when men are supposed to touch it or sleep with that lady after 4 months.
Oh, so when the baby's 4 months, then?
The baby's 4 months and the lady be 4 months after the baby was born.
So then she's fine.
Uh-huh, because that medicine, the men are supposed to touch that medicine.
I know when a person dies, too, there's medicine that's practiced, but I've never understood it. Can you explain it to me?
That medicine, they fix it for at the funeral. When they take, and they after the funeral, they come back to the camp. They fix medicine, and then they use that. And after 4 days, when the 4 days comes, after that the people die, after that when they empty that medicine, they use it. Sometimes they drink in the morning and they throw up, and they bath with it. And then after they do that, they pour it out. And before they pour it out, they was all the pots, cooking pots and everything, wash it with it, everything. And they wash it with clean water. And then they like they sweep the grass, I mean, the camp. They break up the branches of a tree. They like they're sweeping it all go around in the circle. All the way around, and then after that they finish with that one.
But that takes 4 days for the whole process.
They keep it all.
Then they don't have to mourn or have any other period of anything special they do after those 4 days.
Yeah, when they come back and after they everybody touch the medicine on their body. And after that, before the sun goes down, they go out and, I don't know what you call those things. They put it in, make it smoke, walking around in the camp. And then they splash that medicine, go all the way around too, after the funeral. And then whenever they want to keep and belongs to the dead person. They want to keep it. They sprinkle on that medicine, the stuff. Whatever they want to keep, they do that.
You mean whatever they want to keep of the person who's died?
Uh-huh. That belongs to die. They, whoever they want to keep it, they do. They spring on the medicine.
Is there anything, when the person is buried, is there anything that's put with that person, any medicine or anything, during the funeral?
No, I don't think so. They all used to give him I don't know what you call those things. After the, not ashes, what, when after you make a fire, what do you call those things that look like black?
Ashes
black,
or charcoal?
Oh yeah, charcoal. They used to give him and hold him, put him in his hand.
So they'd be buried with charcoal in their hands?
Uh-huh. Or maybe a stick like that burn up. And
is charcoal used in medicine too?
No. No, but they just give him, hold him something. They use, that's what my mother said. I never go out in the woods. Like they left the, they used to leave it out in the woods. But now they're buried, so they didn't give him nothing.
Oh, so that's something that's changed.
Yeah, that's the only one I know. But they said they give him that thing.
When the day that we were in Big Cypress, I noticed Ethel said it was real important to have, and there were four logs, and they made like a giant X.
Mm-hmm.
She said that, she called it setting the fire, I think she called it.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do? Why did she do that?
I don't know, but they do that when they put it together. Like, lock. They do. They used to, but they don't use that around anymore because they cook on a fire, on a stove.
Not
now,
too much cooking. Can you cook on an open fire?
Yeah.
But you learned how when you were little, right?
Uh-huh. Because we don't have any stove when we were little. Nothing. So.
Well, does your mother now, does she still cook over an open fire or does she have a stove?
A stove. She's got a stove. But whenever she wants a cook fish or something large, she wants to cook as I see too. Like,
under the chiki or in the cooking area. Uh-huh. Is Sofki ever used as medicine?
Sometimes they make it, they call it white Sofki, and they, when they put it made out of sometimes they use it flour or grease, they cook a little bit and after, and they use it like a like vomiting. I mean, not vomiting. Vitamin, I guess, to make people eat more. Like some people don't have an appetite, they use that one.
What do you think is the most common health problem, if there is one, that Seminole women have? Is there any particular physical problem that I guess the women have to deal with? There may not be one.
Arthritis, I guess.
Yeah. Ethel was telling me that she has diabetes, and I wondered, is that a common problem or is that just something that Ethel has?
Yes, a lot of Indian ladies got diabetes. But I don't know if they got medicine for that, Indian medicine for that.
I was just wondering, is there Indian medicine for arthritis?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Some of them, they make medicine that you can put in hot water and then like push it where it is hurt. Like they do that, and sometimes they just get Indian use a broken bottle of glass. They make a hole like where it's hurt, like this. If it went hard in here, they make about four holes here. And sometimes when they sing a song and they put the medicine in their mouth, they spit it like, they do that. And then it stop hurting. But sometimes they take it out. They do the same thing, make a hole, about four holes in here. They sing a song and they shock it out.
Is it, would it work for a headache? It's a different kind of pain.
But yeah, I don't know. They got something for a headache too.
Do you know what that is or how it works?
No, they have to get some herbs and fix it in water. Mm-hmm. And you have to pour it on your head. Drink a little bit and pour it on your head.
That's I know that the scratching too was once used for discipline. Do you ever see that today?
No, I haven't seen it.
Was that used when you were little? Were you scratched? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of times.
You were bad. What would your mother say to you?
They make us scratch when some kids they stop fighting, they cry or something. They make us scratch too. He said, go to your uncle and get scratched. So she gave us a needle. And be sure and wet your arm. So we put water on here before we go down there. Wet it and then walk over there and we get scratched. And then we come back to the house and then we have to wet it again, clean it off.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
I bet you weren't bad anymore, though, were you?
No. Even this, your mother told us something that you do this, and we sat down, and then they said, you're lazy. The blood is too heavy for you or something like that. They make us go scratch.
Did you ever play with dolls when you were little?
Yeah, we don't have any dolls, so we just make up dolls, make the dolls by my mother's, what do you call it, crepe? The one to put on
the
top. Cape. Yeah, uh-huh. I make one out of that one, put and play with it.
But you would just make up your own little doll.
Uh-huh, hat and a...
Uh-huh.
That's what we did.
What other things would you play when you were little?
Those and dolls and when I was in my water's work in the field, I used to play with just weeds, make it look like a little doll and play with it. That's what I'm doing, trying to build a little chicky on the sticks. That's what we used to play with.
What do kids play with today?
They used to play, but I don't know. They don't play too much now. They play cars or toy cars.
Well, they go to school too, so early now, don't they? Is there a Head Start program at Immokalee? I know there's one in Big Cypress.
No.
Is there a kindergarten or all the kids here go to public school?
Yeah, they go to public school.
But in Big Cypress, they have
Head Start and kindergarten and daycare over there.
Do you ever see the stickball game played much anymore?
That corn dance.
Do you play?
No. I used to play when I was little, but
tell me how it's played. I've seen the ball and I've seen the sticks, but I can't.
They hit that, they got a long, tall pole standing there. They make a line. If you go hit it above the line and hit that thing, then I think you make a point.
And boys and girls would play together? Or would it be like a boys team and a girls team?
No, they play together.
How many people could play?
As many as they can, I guess.
You don't know anybody who still knows how to make those ball sticks or the ball, do you?
The one that makes for us is... one of them's dead and one of them's still living, but I don't know if she'll make it again or not. I don't know.
What was the ball?
It's supposed to be made out of these deer skin. And I think that deer hair, or what do you call it, hair? Mm-hmm. And they put one fleece in there. They put one live fleece in there.
Oh, they do? Uh-huh. What was that, to make it jump?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, see, I never heard that. That's real interesting.
That's what they do.
Yeah. And would you use the same ball year after year, or would you have to get a new ball?
I guess they keep it year after year until it's ruined, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So the only time now you'd see that stick ball played is at Green Corn.
Mm-hmm.
What time of year is that?
I think they don't have it in June.
But that's
I
for...
I think it's... And over here, over there in Mikisuke, I think it's said in June. They don't have it in June.
Do you go?
I was planning to take some kids over there to see them because they never seen it. So I'm going to take some over there.
Are you working with the kids here at Immokalee?
Yeah.
What is it that you do? You're with the culture program.
We're going to make some shakers and they're going to try to dance over there. I'm going to teach them how to step, make a shake.
What is the, special Green Corn dance step that you'll be teaching them?
Not just only steps. I'm just going to teach them how to step, that's all.
What are the rattles?
We made out of cans, milk cans.
And then what's in them? Beans?
No, we use the BBs because it played louder.
What did they used to be made out of?
They used to make some kind of seeds in there. They gather out in the woods. Mm-hmm. They do that, but it's kind of hard to find them now.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a lot of changes in the way the environment looks from when you were a little girl to now?
Not too much, because when I was little, I remember some of them, but because my mother went this side to reservation, she never took me back over there for a long time. Since I got older, and then I go back and visit them.
Yeah. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Everglades, but after, when I was about 7 or my mother took me to reservation in Hollywood. So that's why I mostly stay over there for a long time.
So you really kind of grew up in Hollywood then?
Uh-huh, yeah. And then...
How long have you been at Immokalee?
About going on 4 years.
Mm-hmm. How big is Immokalee?
That I don't know.
There are all kinds of different peoples that live here. Mm-hmm. Like, what are some of the different types that live in Immokalee?
Mexicans and Haitians, they come. And let's see, Negroes. Maybe some more come stay here, but I don't know.
Do you find that you get a lot of tourists coming out to the reservation and coming to the Arts and Crafts Center?
Not many.
Where do you sell your arts and crafts? At fairs?
Yeah, fairs and... Whenever they want an arts and crafts sale, they went over there. Sometimes they went over the Everglades and the Bell, and sometimes they go home Mars.
With your culture program, are you teaching language also?
Language in culture.
How do you teach the language to the kids? Are there books or posters?
Yeah, books. There's some books and religion, stuff like that.
And how old are they?
The oldest one is about 15, going on 15.
Well, this reservation I know is really small. How many children are there on the reservation?
Not many.
Just a few.
Yeah. But I teach in LaBelle.
They go, okay. Oh, so you go to LaBelle to teach too. Do you teach the language? Are you the one that teaches it?
Language and craft.
What are some of the first things about the language you start teaching them?
We teach them, the first one is come in.
How do you say that?
Come in. Like sit down or stand up.
What is the Indian word for that?
Chukulakshat. Lokajalakshat means stand up. It's Lokajalakshat. That's how we teach them and lay down and start.
For some of the children, is this their first experience learning the language?
Because their father is Mexican and the mother is Indian. But they talk to each other in English. So that's why the kids only know. In English.
Do you find that some of the Seminole children are also learning to speak Spanish if their mother or father is of Spanish descent?
The one I teach, they don't know Spanish.
Yeah.
Only English.
What do Seminole children think about the program? Do they like it?
Yeah. Some of them, they like it. Some of them, they think it's boring, but some of them like it.
Will have some of them then tried to go and talk with their grandparents in the native language? And they're, well, I guess for some of them, some of the grandparents may not speak English.
Yeah.
So this must be their first communication. I think that's real exciting.
But like if you're teaching one thing, And then you start when they know, you just go to another one, and then about 1 month later you have to go back on the other and tell them, make sure if they still remember those words, because they forgot. They have to go back and forth again, see if they remember. That's what I do mine with the kids, because they keep forgetting it, so I have to go back and give them tests and see if they learn, still learning there.
Right. The language isn't written, so it's all verbal, isn't it?
So that's why I keep doing that.
Are they now at a point where they can speak to you in phrases, or are they still at the beginning point?
Yeah, it is. They do. They forget. You have to teach them. And then they...
Sounds like all children.
Yeah.
In school, they speak English in school, right? So are they given any kind of encouragement for learning to speak the Seminole at home?
In school?
At school, right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But yet, this is something that's real important to the tribe for them to learn. What are some of the other things that I guess the tribe feels is important about keeping the children informed about as far as their culture goes?
To remember their language, I guess.
Is that the most important thing? And then I know Ethel feels real strongly about the arts and crafts, too.
Yeah, arts and crafts and their ways. They should remember their ways.
We were talking earlier, we were looking at the headboard. Is there ever a time where the young women or young girls are taught how to put their hair back up in the headboards, just for practice, like maybe for a greenhorn dance or anything? Or is there ever any time when you dress in a more traditional?
Well, sometimes they hire some lady to come and show them how to make it. Sometimes they do that.
Well, I imagine when you were growing up that your mother wore a headboard. Or do you remember?
When I remember, I didn't see my mother fix the hair.
She had her hair kind of, wasn't it?
She likes to
roll.
Roll like a standing here, yeah.
Uh-huh, a braid.
Uh-huh.
And her hair must be very, very long.
Mm-hmm. That's one test on her, why she use it. But I've seen some ladies do those stuff, fix their hair like that.
Do you have to put anything on your hair to make it do that?
Sometimes they put a hair, white hairdresser. You put it up there. Because this part of back here, they fell off. They fell down.
What was used for the hairdressing? Do you know what was used a long time ago?
They use some kind of oil thing in the, I don't know what they call it. Sometimes they come royal, what you call it? What do you call those things?
Coconuts?
No, it's some kind of...
Is it a fruit?
No, it comes in a little jar. Not a little jar. It's some kind of little container.
Uh-huh. Some kind of oil or something that would be a pomade or something.
That's what they use. Cindy Muse.
At one time, was the hair cut or was it left long, like a woman's hair? Was it supposed to just grow and grow and grow, or was it ever cut during...
They used to have a long hair, but now they keep cutting now.
Mm-hmm. Chris, today you see everyone in jeans or whatever. Mm-hmm. It seems like the young people, the Seminole Indian young people, are as influenced by all the popular trends as young people all across Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to have long hair, but... when they got those, what you call it, bugs,
the lice?
Yeah, that's when they cut my hair.
Oh, when you were little?
Yeah.
I bet you cried.
Because I used to have long hair, but since we moved over there with other people, they had it.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I cut it.
You want to even?
Uh-huh. How are you?
Fine.
Are they still out in the arts and crafts chicky with the...
They're outside.
Are they done?
I guess. He's filming something.
Oh, they're probably... Yeah, because it's just about 12 o'clock time for lunch.
Yeah.
Well, we're at a point where we could... I guess we've got maybe about 5 more minutes.
Did Pete
call? Yeah.
What did he say?
Call Naples.
Oh, Naples?
Uh-huh.
That's all he said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I called, but I guess he left
tonight. Have you been learning with Ethel
Lawrence
for how to do the palmetto stem baskets by any chance?
I watched it one time, but I didn't watch it anymore, so I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of
hard.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Do you make the sweetgrass ones?
Yeah.
It's totally different from that.
Yeah, that's easy. The sweet grass is easy, and the other one's kind of confused.
Uh-huh. It's a little different.
Uh-huh.
The palmetto, there's a berry on the palmetto tree that comes in certain times of the year. Is that ever used in Indian medicine?
No, I don't think so, but they eat it. We eat it.
Oh, you just eat it?
Uh-huh. We pick it in.
Like a fruit or something?
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. I've seen it made into jelly.
Mm-hmm. We eat it.
When you were growing up, did your mother have those palmetto stem baskets that she would use?
I never seen her make it, but she got it from other ladies, and she used it when they fix the corn.
So one person might make a lot of baskets, and the other women would get that from her.
Mm-hmm.
Just the same
as sell it. They sell it, so that's why they buy it.
Some people make the patchwork, and other people don't.
Mm-hmm. They buy it from them and they sell it. But she making dolls, stuff like that. I learned from her.
Oh, that's what you
learned from my mother, making baskets, stuff like that.
And you learned the basket making from her too.
Uh huh. I love it.
I wonder who she learned from. Did she learn from her mother?
I don't know. Maybe she learned from other people, I guess. I don't know. Because we used to live in by the road. That's why we sell stuff, craft.
Mm-hmm.
That's how my mother makes it. That's why I learned it from her.
So the dolls, it's like you really didn't play with those dolls that you made. You made your own dolls to play with.
Yeah.
But then you'd make those dolls that you could sell to the tourists and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you live along the trail at one time?
They used to call it Weaver's Camp, but they name it different. I think the people that used to stay, they sell out and move away.
Oh, so now, it's all changed now, isn't it?
But they stay over there. The Indians stay over there. But I don't know then what they call it now. They went out. Hello, McLeod office. Narita? Let me see, Okay, I'm going to go see. Oh, I got it, this one.
Here, we'll unclip that. This tape, so I'm just going to let it run on off and
Pete, she left, so she must be on the way. I guess so, because I told her that you called. Bye. See, mostly everybody knows medicine, because when I come, there's no doctor or nothing.
So you had to know.
I send them mostly everybody knows. It's medicine. Because some of them short, because